Self-improvement, transform the self, let virtue shine. Transform the self, let virtue shine. In the path of Islam, the soul aligns. In the path of Islam, the soul aligns.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers, Madani Channel. الحمد لله رب العالمين We are listening to the process of one's improvement, the journey, the challenges on the way, how to address them, how to help resolve them, how to seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do that. All of that, inshallah, azza wa jal, we'll learn through Madani channel, inshallah, through the barakah of the program. If inshallah, try and focus, keep our attention, and inshallah, there will be lots of pearls for us to pick, lots of things to learn, inshallah, azza wa jal. However, as always, before delving into a topic, we will mention the virtues of sending salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Hadith from Al-Jami' al-Saghir, hadith number 4580. Our beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, Zayyinu majalisakum bisalati alayya. فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ عَلَيَّ نُورٌ لَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ او كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم Beautify your gatherings by sending salat upon me because indeed it will become light for you on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, it's a great honor. It's a great form of worship to remember our beloved Habib صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. And of course, if one not just in solitude, not just in the comfort of our own home, not just when we are by ourselves, but actually in the company of friends, in the company of colleagues, in the company of family, of siblings, of relations, whatever company we keep, if we make the salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam part of that company, then inshallah azza wa jal, we'll see the advantages, we'll see the benefits of this, as we have heard here. So that's the standard, that's a litmus test for the truth of our companies. If our company is such, if the party we are in, if the gathering we are in, if the friendship we have, if that's the kind of party, gathering, whatever it, the group might be, if it is the one which helps us remember our beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then that's the company to keep. That's the gathering to decorate, to adorn. However, if it's the sort of gathering which is taking me away from the love of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the love of the world, to the love of music, to the love of movies, to the love of those detrimental activities which can destroy the inner peace, which can destroy our heart, which can destroy the entire path, our journey to improving oneself, and that's the company to avoid. And inshallah, azza wa jal, if you want the company of true lovers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then look no beyond the environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Inshallah, azza wa jal, we'll see that, and as we have seen, there are hundreds, perhaps thousands of examples all around us of people adopting the environment of Dawat-e-Islami and changing for good. And alhamdulillah, that's what we can achieve. And inshallah, in this environment, we will always be reminded of reciting salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to test our companies, to check them, to investigate them, and to ensure that these are the companies which always remind me of reciting salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Jil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, in this particular incident, we'll inshallah azza wa jal share an incident of our grand imam, the imam of Ahlul Bayt, the imam of the household of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah azza wa jal, though it happened on a particular occasion, but it will help us understand the significance of this solution to continue our journey of improving oneself. And that's the grand Imam, Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu ta'ala an, the esteemed son of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, a person of immense piety, of devotion, of fear of Allah Almighty. And Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu ta'ala an is possessed the type of fear. So that's another point which we need to think about as it come. So I think it's important for us to understand there are two types of fear of Allah Almighty. So the first is the fear of Allah Almighty's punishment and the fear of being held accountable for our sins. And this is applicable to sinners like us. But then there is this elevated form of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which the saints possess, which the friends of Allah azza wa jalla possess. And that's the fear of Allah Almighty's secret plan, being distant from Him and the removal of His blessings. So Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu ta'ala, he belongs to this second group, the one who fears Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Why? Because they worry, they fear of being distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They want to always stay close to Him. And they worry about the status which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has awarded them. They're always constantly making effort to keep that status, to get even closer and closer. Allahu Akbar. So that Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu ta'ala, look at their fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, look at his desire to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what we need to learn from today, is that if we want to improve, these are the things which we need to learn, which we need to implement. So we also believe that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we belong to Him, we are His bondsmen, we are His creation, we have a connection with Him, we need to entertain that connection. But how do we do that? What's our way of keeping that relation? And what's the way of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu ta'ala, he wears the ihram to do hajj, and look at his way of his servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's going for hajj, and this grand Imam rahmatullahi ta'ala, he wears the ihram, he adorns the ihram, and suddenly his face turns pale. He's lost color. Allahu Akbar. He radiallahu ta'ala was so overcome by the fear of Allah Almighty that he was unable to recite the talbiyah. Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. That labbaik, which is part of this special journey, which is called talbiyah. And Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu ta'ala is not reading it. And now that everyone around him, the people are asking, he says, Shaykh radiallahu ta'ala an, our Imam, the crown of our heads, they're asking, Imam, why are you not reading talbiyah? We are after you, we're behind you, we want to follow you. Allahu Akbar. What does the Imam radiallahu ta'ala, he says, I fear that when I say labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, Ya Allah, I'm present, Ya Allah, I'm present. I fear that Allah Almighty will say la labbaik. My presence is not accepted in His court. Allahu Akbar. The people responded, but Imam, it is essential to recite talbiyah when you wear the ihram. This is part of making intention. We have to recite it. And the Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu ta'ala, no, he acting upon the ruling of Islam, he recites talbiyah. But Allahu Akbar, the people around him, they were gobsmacked. They couldn't believe their eyes that the moment Imam radiallahu ta'ala read talbiyah, he was so overwhelmed with the fear of Allah Almighty that he falls unconscious to the ground. This continued, and it said that, you know, so after effort, when he comes around, and throughout the journey, throughout the pilgrimage, whenever he would read the talbiyah in Mina, Arafah, Safa, Marwa, wherever he would do that, he would fall unconscious. Allahu Akbar. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala have mercy upon Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu ta'ala and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, imagine that it is the grand Imam, the Imam of the household of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Imam whom we hope to be our intercessor through the grace and mercy of the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the Day of Judgment. That Ahlul Bayt, whose love we have been advised to inculcate in our hearts and the hearts of our children. That Imam of Ahlul Bayt, that Imam of the blessed household of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's that Imam radiallahu ta'ala an. And look at his fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That yes, I am your servant, Ya Allah. I'm here. Labbaik, Ya Allah, I'm present, I'm here. But how do I need to do it? He says that I can't. I can't bring myself to say these words because I fear that my service, my servitude is not accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. So when one has that level of fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and that strength of servitude, of service to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that having done it all, it's still not good enough. That's what I need to think, is that where do I stand in my service to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So this is what we need to reflect, my dear viewers of Madani channel. So we hear these words, we consider these words to be associated only to one month of the year. We say that this is part of Hajj, and that is it. That's it, there is no more, and I don't need to worry about it. But look at the strength of these words. Allama Ibn Rajab Al-Hanbali, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says, the word labbaik, when someone recites labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, every morning as taught by the greatest Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it means, Ya Allah, I wake up in the state of accepting your message. I obey your command and refrain from that which you prohibit. I'm steadfast in my obedience to you and I fulfill your command swiftly. When we say these words, this is what we are accepting. It is actually a bond. This is an agreement which I'm making with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says that it is necessary to manifest this statement through your actions so that your speech and deeds do not contradict one another. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, that's the point for us to reflect. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to enthusiastically recite labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, in the court of Allah Almighty. And the agreement which we are making with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we've just been reminded by Lama Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. So that is what I need to question myself. What has Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commanded us to do? What is my agreement? What is my promise? What am I accepting to deliver, to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Aqeemu salah, establish the prayer. How should I respond? I should respond by saying, Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Ya Allah, I'm present. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Wa atu zakah, and give zakat. How should we respond? I say, Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Kutiba alaykumus siyam. Fasting was made incumbent upon you. How should I respond? Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. Enter Islam completely. How should I respond? I say, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala declares, Anfiqu mimma razaqnakum. Spend in the way of Allah from the sustenance that we provided you. How should we respond? Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Our Lord Azza wa Jal orders, Ittaqullaha haqqa tuqatihi. Fear Allah as He should be feared. How should I respond? Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. The merciful Rabb Azza wa Jal says, La ta'kulur riba. Do not consume usury, do not consume interest. How should I respond? Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commands, La takunu kalladhina kafaru. Be not like those who disbelieved. How should I respond? Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, La ta'kulu amwalakum bainakum bil batil. Do not consume the wealth of one another unlawfully. How should we respond? Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. Obey Allah and obey His messenger. How should I respond? Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. The Almighty orders, Awfu bil'uqood. Fulfill all oaths. How should I respond? Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Our Lord Azza wa Jal states, Uzkurullaha dhikran kathira. Remember Allah with much remembrance. How should I respond? Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Waqulu qawlan sadida. And speak the true word. How should I respond? Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, La tuqaddimu bayna yadayillahi wa rasulihi. Do not proceed before Allah and His messenger. How should I respond? Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. How many other commands Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Wa ta'awanu ala al-birri wa taqwa. Wa la ta'awanu ala al-ithmi wa al-udwan. How should I respond? Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Wala tusrifu. How should I respond? Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Wala tanabazu bil alqab. How should I respond? Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, wala tajassasu. How should I respond? I say, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, so many commands He has given us in the Quran. What should my action be as a total servant to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to serve Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The answer to all those questions is only one, and that is labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. That's the action of a believer. That's when I start to say yes, I need to become the yes man. I need to say yes to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the way to show my servitude to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is how I say yes in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then when I do all of that, what do I need to do? What is that total servitude? What is that total submission to the court of Allah azza wa jal? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given me that parameter. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا, and devote yourself to Him with absolute devotion. How should we respond? We say, لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لَبَّيْكَ. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, whatever Allah Almighty has commanded us to do, whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has commanded us to refrain from, we can express our obedience every morning by saying these words, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. But what we are actually reminding ourselves, Ya Allah, I submit to all your commands and refrain from that which is unlawful. And then we pray to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to grant us the ability to recite this dua every morning and fulfill its requirements. And it will only happen with the rahmah of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So we need to follow the commands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but we need to ask Him to give us the strength to follow His commands. Because even the strength, the tawfiq, comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, that's the test. That's the test. That's the test of faith. That's the test of my promise, of my agreement with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Ya Allah, I'll continue to improve myself. I will get better. I will try and make myself better. I'll do more. How am I going to do that? I'm going to do that by remembering Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and by removing all distractions, by removing all deviations, by all those things which are taking me away from the path of righteousness. I will abandon them. I will let them go in the favor of that path, the path to righteousness, the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the path to His beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That's what I need to do. This is what this journey means. This journey is not about I take some and leave some. No, this is total submission. And I need to do this. That's the only way for me to gain that proximity in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why not? My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the question is why not? If shaitan tries to distract me, if my nafs does not allow me to read salah, if my nafs says, no, the zakat is not applicable to me, because the zakat is actually, I share all my wealth with my wife, I share all my wealth with my children. So no, it's not applicable to me. And then I try and find ways to avoid paying my zakat. And then when it comes to consuming interest, and I say, no, this is not interest. No, this is just profit. That's what I'm doing. So I'm using different name to try and justify something which Allah Ta'ala has ordered me to refrain from. And then when it comes to offering salah, and I say, oh no, it's very difficult to wake up for Fajr. It's very difficult to read salah when I'm at work. It's very difficult when I'm tired at night. I'm giving all these excuses. So what I'm doing, I'm not abiding by the promise I've made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not submitting to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm trying to do my own thing. So the risk is that if I continue on this path, then what I'm doing is that I'm actually fulfilling the orders of shaitan. I'm fulfilling the orders of my nafs, of my inner self. But I'm rather going away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, when the shaitan tries to distract us, when he comes and tries and put challenges ahead of us and say, no, I can't do this, I can't do that, I can't commit to all these commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what do I need to remember? I need to remember that Allah Almighty is our Lord. He is our creator. He is our sustainer. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created us and He granted us life. We have the ability to see and hear because Allah Almighty has given us the blessings of eyes and ears. We are able to hold things because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us hands. He granted us the virtue of being able to breathe. He gave us the strength to walk. He laid the earth out for us and created the sky from which He sends rain and causes trees and fruits to grow. He has bestowed upon us blessings that are impossible to count. Allah Almighty granted us all these blessings without us ever asking for them. So now imagine the bounties of merciful Lord Azza wa Jal if we submitted to His commands. So all these things which I enlisted, we got them without asking. We never asked for these, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala blessed us with all these. Even those are uncountable. So then when we ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, when we submit to His commands, then imagine how many bounties will make their way to us. How we would be enveloped with the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How the success will come and kiss our feet. When the success, when we will see ourselves passing with flying colors in each and every aspect of our life, all of that would happen. And it has happened. We see the lives of the glorious companions, Ali Muridwan. We see the lives of the glorious saints, rahimahumullahu ta'ala. All of that we see that indeed when someone submits to the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wholeheartedly, wholly and fully, we see that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes things happen for them. And when a person sincerely recites this talbiyah and does it from the bottom of their heart, accepting that Ya Allah, for every command of yours, I say labbaik, I say I'm present, I accept it, abandons everything for the pleasure of Allah Almighty, the things which should be abandoned, and then obeys Allah Ta'ala's commands, refrains from what He has prohibited, and adopts a life of righteousness, Allah Almighty grants him such blessings which he can't even imagine, which he can't even think of. A hadith Qudsi in Sahih Bukhari, it states, "In taqarraba ilayya bi shibrin taqarrabtu ilayhi zira'an." If someone comes one span nearer to me, I go one cubit nearer to him. وَإِن تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ ذِرَاعًا تَقَرَّبْتُ إِلَيْهِ بَاعًا. If he comes one cubit nearer to me, I go a distance of two outstretched arms nearer to him. وَإِن أَتَانِي يَمْشِي أَتَيْتُهُ هَرْوَلَهُ. If he comes to me walking, I go to him running. Subhanallah. Hadith number 7405 from Sahih Bukhari, Kitab al-Tawheed. So when someone takes a small step towards pleasing Allah Almighty, the mercy of Allah Almighty hastens towards him. When an individual takes a yard towards a life dedicated to pleasing Allah Almighty, the mercy of Allah Almighty advances towards him a greater pace. As he continues to please Allah Almighty, it is as if the mercy of Allah Almighty runs towards him. How fortunate is the individual who sincerely strives to live a life solely for the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Subhanallah. Allah Almighty makes an announcement to His slaves every day. It is full of lessons for us. So listen to it. Allama Ibn Rajab Al-Hanbali Rahmatullahi Ta'ala reports that Allah Almighty makes this announcement every day. What does He say? He says, Ibn Adam, Ma ansaftani, O son of Adam, you are unjust to me. أَذْكُرُكَ وَتَنْسَانِي. I remember you, but you forget me. وَأَدْعُوكَ إِلَيَّ وَتَذْهَبُ إِلَىٰ غَيْرِ. I call you towards me, but you go towards others. وَأَذْهَبُ عَنْكَ الْبَلَايَ وَأَنْتَ مُعْتَكِفٌ عَلَى الْخَطَايَ. I remove your difficulties, but you are insistent upon sin. مَا اِعْتِذَارُكَ غَدًا إِذَا جِئْتَنِي. What will be your excuse tomorrow when you meet me on the day of judgment? Allahu Akbar. This is a call, warning for us. If we only understood it and worked towards improving our condition, improving our spiritual condition, improving our the condition of the heart, the condition of the soul, then inshallah we will see the difference, we'll see the change occurring in ourselves, the change for the better. But look at this. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the calls towards His man, indeed, they are thought-provoking. That we, how does Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless us and how do we behave in return? So my dear viewers of Madani channel, if we want to change ourselves, we want to improve ourselves, then we need to serve Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and that service has to be wholly and fully. That has to be total submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And only then we will achieve what we have set out to achieve. So may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to continue on this path, to continue on this journey, to please Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and His beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and to adhere to this principle, to this promise which we have made to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us tawfiq to do so. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Jil Ameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Self-improvement. Transform the self, let virtue shine. Transform the self, let virtue shine. In the path of Islam, the soul aligns. In the path of Islam, the soul aligns.